Mira Šeškova appears in an interview in Verdigre.
Would you tell me your name, okay, your date of birth, your age?
Sure. My name, first name is Otto, initial J, and the last name is Jedlička, or in English we call it Jedlika. And I always joke about spelling it a Jed and a lick and a ah. Gets it. And I was born in 1917, November 16th, and I'm 75 years old now. Don't know where the years went, but they're gone. What else do we need to...
Yeah. When did your grandparents come to...
Oh, okay. It's recorded in this book that is, I know you've read it, Czech Settlers in Nebraska, this Rosinski? Yeah, she wrote that book. They actually came in the early fall of 1873 to this community. And I feel that they were in the United States some time, but this is very sketchy. I don't know, because my dad was the youngest son and kid in the family, and his mother died when he was 5 or 6 years old. And his oldest sister, which was married already, she raised him, see, so he missed out on all those dad and mom stories, do you get me? So very sketchy is what, but I can always tell you when my grandfather got married, if I have an encyclopedia. He got married in Chicago on the day of the Great Fire. Yeah. And so, I can't recall the date of that, but I can always look it up, and I laugh about that, you know. And he had, I think there was 2 and possibly 3 brothers that stayed in Chicago. And one of the families, that'd be a cousin of my dad, he would come here years ago, and I remember him a little bit, Matt Jelitska. And I wish I knew more about their history, but I don't. They did leave one brother, I think, in the old country. And they were, let's see, where did they live? Not Bisen, but Bisek.
Bisek.
Yeah, does that ring a bell?
My grandparents are from
Bisek. Is that right? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's where my dad's folks came from. And my mother's family, boy, I can't remember the name of the town, but they came from Moravia. And their name was Vechera. They came to this country at a little later date, and they stopped in a little town by Wahoo at Weston. Then they heard of the land around Sydney, Lodgepole, so they moved there and homesteaded. But they discovered that there was no schools, no churches, or anything. The granddad used to take produce to the fort in Sydney, see. And then they corresponded with somebody, and they heard about this place, so they moved here, you know, which was at a later date than my dad's folks came here. And there's this Mrs. Kalal wrote in this book that I spoke of, this Czech book, and dad's mother was a sister to Kalal. They all come together, and Bukwachus too, see. I'm saying too much, or no?
How many children did they have?
My grandfather. Okay, let me just take a quick reading here. Let's see, 2 daughters and 4 boys.
Yeah,
they got scattered around. One of the oldest son ended up in Lynch's. He was a leather shoe man. And he had 3 boys, and they all went to California. He taught them that, now this, in modern days, this sounds odd, but he taught them the shoe business, and he was real professional. And they went to California, and they not only fixed shoes, but they made handmade shoes for this dude cowboy trade, and they did real well. That's, yeah. Another brother, you interviewed the lady that was her dad, and that was early this morning, the elderly Eldiva. Yeah, that was her dad, see. They built a house that's sitting right over there, and our son was moved to town, and our son remodeled it and lives in it now. Yeah. So it's an old house. What else should I say? I'm trying to think of the different brothers. Uncle Joe, he farmed here too, and then he moved to Omaha. That was another one. Got to put you one brother as a teenager got killed by horses. If you like, we talk about car wrecks now, see, runaway and all that. And he's buried up at the Catholic cemetery on the hill. We showed that to Marcia this morning, that cemetery.
What is the composition of the town? What percentage are Catholics?
No, let's see. I don't know if there's 50%, not over that, that are Catholic. You have quite a few Methodists, and you have a pretty good group of, let's put it like this, I'll go 40 Catholic, see, and would that be come out right? And 30, yeah, Lutheran and Methodist here.
The people who came here, the Czechs, they were, in their majority, they were Catholics?
Yes, they were, but there were some of them, especially the ones out west, they didn't have a church available, and they didn't follow through with the church deal. So there was kind of a division. Now my wife's folks, again, her dad, now he didn't believe in this because his people brought all these stories from Czechoslovakia where there was oppression. You get what I mean? So he was a bit against that, you see what I mean? Of course, he belonged to the ZCBJ Lodge, and not that there's a division there, but I mean that's the way it just happened to be. Yeah, let's see. I was going to say something else and I can't think of it now. Yeah. Talking about interviews, I got to find them sometimes. In the 60s, I had an interview with my mother and I got it taped. And then her cousin, Lupesh, I taped him too. And at a different date. Fact is, I took a jug up there to be real honest about it. And one of the relatives of his laughs about it. He goes to Czechoslovakia a little. He's an engineer, and he said, "I can hear the glasses clinking." So, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, for somebody someday.
Sure.
Yeah.
How did it look first when your grandparents were farming here? Was it difficult?
Well, yes, it was difficult, you know, but I think those folks, in my opinion, were used to going with so little. Do you get me? And I oftentimes asked my dad, I said, how in the world did these people live? There wasn't a store here, you know, or nothing? And he explained that there was a lot of wild game, rabbits, quails, and stuff like this. And he said, I can remember, he said, my dad once was out making wood, how the game was. And he's seen a rabbit run in a hollow little log. So he threw a mitten in one side and a mitten in the other side and put the log on it. Walked home and we had a rabbit. So didn't have to shoot it. That's my point.
Yeah.
So it's comical. Now my folks lived out here about a mile and a half, and they had some sort of a shelter, which I don't know. I know where it was, but I don't know how it was made. If it was a dugout or something. But they did build a log house. The roof is gone now, but the sides are there. But they came from what we call the island, Marlborough Island Park. I don't know if you're acquainted. I was telling Marcia about that. See, The Mormons dug a canal there, and therefore you had an island, so to speak. And this big tree's cottonwoods didn't burn up in there. See, it's quite large island. And they hauled them here with horses or oxen or whatever it was. Yeah. So that's what the house was made out of in the old days. Of course, these people, I always told my dad, I lived on the farm during the dry years, and I got against farming. See, everything drying up, no money, no nothing. I asked my dad, I said, how come your father came to these miserable hills when there's all this level land around? And he explained, he said, well, he said they didn't want big fields necessarily, but there was a little water and there was a little wood for heat, and out there, any of that level land, he said he could have had, but there was nothing there. So we ended up with the hills. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What did they do? So they came, there was plain, there was nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, and they wanted to have school, they wanted to have churches, they wanted to have library, they wanted to have some fun. What did they do for them?
Well, I don't know what they did to start with, but they would have dances, of course, in any place they could get a hold of. Now, I heard you ask a gentleman here that about dances. You know, when I grew up, it was just about a dance every Sunday. Every Sunday. Yeah, I can remember that. There was a hillside pavilion and then the hall down here. And before that, these people, how would I say? There was a so-called park here that's forgotten right in the north end of town. And on celebrations, they'd put up a wooden bow. They hooked together somewhere. See, and they'd dance on this. Well, there was a building up here where there was upstairs, and they'd cook on celebrations, or church celebrations. See, they'd cook meals there, and then they'd dance in the afternoon and all night till morning. See, so they used any building they could get into. See, when I was a kid, well, we belonged to the Catholic Church, grew up in it. Well, now you had your... We had two real big celebrations, St. Francis Rus and St. John's, see? And gosh, us kids would break our necks on that. They'd have a parade in the morning by the church. They'd have the military band and all the different organizations and so on. And we'd march through town, you'd have your church services and then dinner and then a ball game and then dance, you know, into the night. Boy, you look forward to that. Everybody came, you know. See, we had, when I was a kid, as a young teenager, we had this, I know you're acquainted with that, this so-called organization, you know what I mean? I belonged to the Catholic so-calls, and my wife, Ethel, she belonged to the ZCBJ so-calls, but they went to Narborough. They were in between the two towns. And that was quite an organization, really, when you think of it, today's values. And we'd get together once or twice a week. I'd work all day on the farm and then walk into town to practice, you know, on the various, the horizontal bar, the parallel bars, and the leather horse, all that stuff. And you did calisthenics. And what the beauty of it was that you could go... How would I say? You didn't get out of town in those days. You get what I mean? You just didn't. Going to the county fair, if you could go there once a year, 24 miles, that was big stuff, so you know what I mean. But when we were in the so-calls, we'd work and earn money as a group, and then late in summer, early fall, we'd have a so-called tournament. This might be in Bee, Nebraska, South Omaha, or so on, and they housed us free. You get what I mean? The people took us in. Boy, that's when I got out of town. So that was quite an event.
Did you have any courses also with the so-called hall?
Have what?
Did they have any courses, coursework or any instructional? Getting together, learning?
Not too much. It was, I think it was possible. I mean, you'd have once in a while you'd have an instructor that come from the city, so I always remember he was real strict. Those old checks could be pretty strict, I'm telling you, boy. And I'm laughing about that, but they'd instruct us a lot in calisthenics and those various things and try to correct us and guide us, you know. And they had, if he put me, Shrita, is that first class, second class? How would you say second? I don't know. Druha Shrita, yeah, that's it. And according to your ability, as a beginner, you'd go in the third class naturally.
Oh,
yes, I
did anybody
teach Czech in the time? Czech language? Well, I don't know. In the old days, we had, in my memory, we had Father Oborny that was here, the Catholic priest. He's here 49 years, by the way. It's a long time. He just passed away this spring. And he was real good in the Czech deal. Fact is, I know a lot of times he's hard to understand. He used the highest words he could. But he attempted to teach it, yeah. I think at least twice or so. And I don't know how far this went. I tell you what I thought was a disadvantage of that. This is my version. Okay, so Father's going to teach Czech, see, here we go. And he was good at it. But you'd go up there and you'd have some people that were really versed in Czech, you know what I mean? And you just got snowed under, and you could, oh, hell, you know, that's, and so you'd kind of give up.
Sure.
See, our son did a similar thing. See, he went to Lincoln to school there. He was the one I was trying to see if you taught, see?
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, he's a public defender for Holt and Knox County now. So, and he's on his way today to Denver to that rally. But let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, so he goes to Lincoln to school, and he never took no language in high school. And I tell him, and you couldn't tell him much, but I did suggest that he take Spanish. You know, I mean, all the people coming into this country, and by gosh, so he signs up, and he stayed with it. A minimum, a week or two, and he canceled out. And he said, heck, he said, all these kids had Spanish, and I go up there, and I'm there with my mouth open. You know what I mean? They had a good start. And this Dr. Garver, or whatever his name is, he was teaching history. Do you know who I mean? Yes, okay. And he talked him into taking Czech. He told him that, does this sound right? Although he couldn't hardly say a word of it, that it was in his genes or something like that. And it worked out pretty good. He should have had a little bit more, though. You know, he can explain it, but to carry on a fluid conversation, that's don't have the practice.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Interesting. So there was the Soko Hall, there was the ZBCJ?
The ZBCJ, and we didn't actually have a Soko Hall. We had one of the guy that used to have the creamery, Kolobnik, you've heard that name, I'm sure. He had a hillside pavilion up on stilts, kind of on the side hill, and that's where we'd practice. He let us use it for nothing, you see. And then in summer we'd have those dances, and we'd run the food stand. That's where we made our money, you see. But see, the orchestra took a big percentage, and not criticizing him, but he usually got the rest, see. But on the food, see, we could make some dough to rent this truck to go. See, we rode in a grain truck to like Omaha or anywhere we went with wooden benches in it.
Yeah.
That was our transportation. And glad we had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a difference, you know, but so be it.
When did people stop getting together? Could you give it a date?
Well, how do you mean getting to?
For example, you said that there were dance every week.
Yes, huh?
Do you know when it slowed down?
Well, I'm trying to think. You know, it was during the war or after the war or something. That's the way I'm thinking of it, yeah. Because, do you know, in the old days, if you could get to the dance and had enough money for the ticket, if it was a free dance, you had it made, see? That was our social entertainment period. Do you get what I mean? We didn't have the cars to run around in, see? And the idea, well, then you'd have intermission. I got to tell you this. And whatever, they had 30, 45 minutes, you know. It used to be about midnight. They used to play a little later than they do now. And what we called a date, you'd go to the dance and you'd ask some gal about a date or lunch or whatever it was. But you had to have enough money. Well, you didn't have to, but for a pop or coffee, which was a nickel, and a dime for a hamburger, so that was 30 cents. And by gosh, a good share of the time you didn't have it. So, kind of funny, isn't it? And so that, but see, that was your date. You'd walk uptown and you'd go in the cafe or what have you and sit down, you know, and visit. And so on. It was strange, those times.
And it was after the war. You used then to have a movie theater here.
Oh, yes, for years, as long as I can remember, from the silent movies on. There was a building on the corner here where they used to come in before they had the theater and have silent movies. It's where this gas station is now. It used to be sort of a saloon, and I don't remember too well, and it was a saloon, and it had, there you go again, sort of a meeting hall in between there, see, where you could have get-togethers.
Yeah.
And in the back, it's still standing, it's a feed shed. That was the ice house.
Yeah.
Am I saying too many? My son, John, wants me to go to Czechoslovakia with him next year. I don't know if we will or not.
Jeďte, yeah. Stojí to za to.
Yeah.
Bude to pro vás dost sentimentální věc.
Yeah. My wife don't care to travel that much. We've been to Europe though. We've been to Italy and Spain and five countries in Europe, but not Czechoslovakia, of course. It was under communism or whatever. It's, if I say too much, shut me up here.
No. What do you think will happen to Verdi Green?
Well, it's to me, it looks like it's been becoming more of a retirement town all the time. And you have less and less farms in the country. And they're larger, you know, and a lot of your young folks have to leave to go elsewhere to find employment, see, even though they might like to stay here. Now, we ran this hardware store for 40 years, and our son, it just happened that he cared for that type of work. See, this younger one didn't, see. And we sold it to him under real good circumstances, see, and he likes it here. It's a lot of work, though. He's really loaded, you know. But he's glad to be here, see, and his wife, too, see. Yeah. Our younger son, of course, that I said went to Lincoln to school, he was in politics a lot, and, you know, and the fact is he worked for one of the senators there one semester, and on what you call her, I don't know if you were here then already too, K.R., was it the governor? Yeah, he worked in, and he got credits for that too, he worked in the office and campaign headquarters, but now he's let up a lot on politics because he's got too much to do. Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything right at the moment.
Mohla bych se vás tedy zeptat česky? Můžete si držet sám a
ten
mikrofon. Vy jste se narodil tady ve Verdi, že?
Jo, narozený. Jo.
Kolik je vám let?
75.
Kolik máte dětí?
My máme, měli jsme 4 a jedna umřela. airplane accident, Mujim, so we lost her. But we have two Mamedva grandchildren. And then three. Well, they were one of Belavaj and Vakarat, Purni Mush, Zekl Djetia, Nitschke So Vobave College with the. Vitsa Vitsnitschke Desverosli. Naše dcera, ona je i family, ostava je ve Elkhorn, Nebraska, a pracio ve Omaze. And na Christmas various listen med dohro Mario deti tam širo vete nebo so kolift any reason. Let's see.
Takže máte děti a vnoučata. A vaše paní, jak se jmenuje? Vaše paní?
Ethel. Ethel, já. Yeah. Byla Uhrliš. Juler, Juler. Jo, tady v Salvín na farmě asi 5-6 milů. A její matka byla Houslička. Jo, Houslička. Tak byli česky taky. Já nevím, tady to říká Juler, ve česky, já myslím, že je to Uhrliš.
Uhrliš.
Jo, jo, jo.
A takže vy tady už žijete, vy jste tady žil vždycky, že jo?
Jo, já jsem byl ve service, vojně nebo co.
Skoro. Kde jste sloužil?
Ok, Pacific, jo. Já, tam ve Island. Skoro 5. Ja, proč já mám všechno? Šel jsem s moje ženou, ona tady učila školu out in the farming country. And šeli jsme voženit before we got into the war, tam říkali musky pro jeden rok. Tak já jsem řekl, já dostanu moje rok. Potom se oženíme a vajgáš, ten vojna začala, víte, a já jsem tam byl potom. Bylo to quite experience, dobrý. Yeah, and já jsem learned a lot, you know what I mean?
Naučil jste se hodně.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ale stejně to teda bylo strašných 5 let, že?
Yeah, and byli jsme ve islands, jako já jsem začal, New Caledonia, Guadalcanal, Bougainville quite a while, and then New Britain, a little bit in Guinea, and then a lot in the Philippines. Yeah.
Jste byl pod MacArthurem?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. And I was in a...
Jste měl štěstí, že vás nezabili.
Yeah, oh yeah, I had good chance. I was in a byl jsem ve combat unit, víte, a měli jsme tanks. Tam nebyli hodně tanks, ale with the infantry tam to pomáhali. Já jsem byl infantry, je to dlouhá story, but I got the tanks, a potom mi dali, jak se říká, reconnaissance platoon. Já jsem proboval a dostal jsem, jak se říká, commission in the army. To bylo drobět lepší, víte. Let's see, what else?
Kde jste se vrátil?
Oh boy, let's see, 41. Be 46, I think. Started in June of 41 and got back in about May of 46, I think. Yeah. Yeah. It was quite a while.
A potom se oženil?
Jo. Well, no.
Předtím.
Když jsem tam byl a nemohl už přijít domů, tak Virginia, yeah. Missouri. Yeah, on a weekend.
Bloody class, what about so?
Shlado mutari uchit. No maneuvers, so shabilla. Yeah, so put them, this is just out of commission. Это пришло в основном в Филку, где всем был в поэнне стации, тари, в это, and let's see. But, yep. Человек есть, я не вím, luckier, вот як все
říká. Určitě no, protože by вас могли забить, že? Tolik lidí там загинуло.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A já jsem se vás chtěla zeptat, a co jste normálně jedli, když jste vyrůstal? Co jste jedli doma? Co dělala máma? Co vařila máma?
Oh, ok. Chleba.
Pekla chleba? Vlastní yeah. chleba?
You know, ve česky, když kouká do dictionary, it's called chleba.
Jo, dobře, ale chleba, všichni říkají chleba.
Yeah, chleba, jo. Yeah. To bylo food. Veliký bochník je asi takhle a takhle.
Jo. A dělal ho s mínem?
Jo, jo. A my doma jedli žitných chleba. A moje žena, tam byly chleba. Víc takhle, ale jo. Oh, a Košná farmě tam, my jsme měli, you know, slepice, you know, a všechno takové. Zima, udělala jako Thanksgiving a Christmas, like strudel. Oh, yeah, that, to bylo special. Yeah, já jsem byl merchandise show once. Já jsem měl německý kamarád, byl a real good friend. And my jsme šli do německý plac jíst. For dessert, it had strudel. That's the, my české strudel. Německý, ne, to je německý. Měli jsme big argument. Yeah, so, let's see. I'm trying to think of what else.
Česky se tomu taky někdy říká závin.
Yeah.
Závin, ale dělají to Češi i Němci.
Yeah. You know, něco, já nevím, if I can explain it good. Když já jsem byl malinký kluk, tak moje maminka a tatínek mluvili o ty Bible, you know, and že tam, když jsem přišli, měli taky a Bible, te, co byla napsaná ve Švábině. And já nevěl,
nevěl. To je jiná, to je jiný psaní, to jsou jiný písmena.
Já, yeah, now.
Máte to ještě?
Ne, moje, naše kněz, který řekl, že já jsem ho zeptal jednou, starý chlap tam přišel do soru a řekl, že její lidi přinesli Švábinu. Taky. A ten kněz řekl, že to bylo český, ale ve německý script. Does that sound right?
Ne, možná, jo.
And you
tomu se říká, tomu se říká švabach nebo švábina, no. To je prostě takový psaní, no. Psali tím taky je Němci to, a i Češi, yeah. ale je to čeština, no. Yeah. Napiš si to jinak, no. Můj manžel to umí číst. No. A udělejte fotokopie, jestli chcete, abych to přeložila. Udělejte fotokopie a pošlete mi to. Mm-hmm. Já to přeložím. Já vám dám adresu.
Oh, sure, very good. Oh,
that's... Udělejte fotokopii, ale. Dobře, a já vám to přeložím. Mm-hmm. Dobře. Takže vy máte, to je úplně ještě z někdy z 18. století, že? It's from 18th century.
Yeah. Yeah, never even.
Beginning 90s.
Yeah, never even doctor.
Nigdo to
Yeah, čovjek ne bi. A potom neki ljudi ne baje gotovo vidite.
Jo, a
vyhodili to svita. Yeah, I'm scrapbooks, yeah, but I don't know. I like that stuff. You know what I mean? I get a kick out of it. Moja žena, tak ji nech měl knížku, on byl zpátky dvakrát do Čechoslovákie a měli obrázky od Čechoslovákie. Je to kajna rozbitý, ale já jsem dostal, mám to doma. Všelijaký brain.